The Tradition of the Mantra, Part 2. Jesus summons us to fullness of life, not to a self-centered reluctance to realize the true beauty and wonder of our being. The mantra is an ancient tradition, the purpose of which is to accept the invitation Jesus makes. We find it in the ancient Jewish custom of blessing the Lord at all times. We find the mantra in the early Christian church. We may find it, for example, in the Our Father, which was a series of short, rhythmic phrases in the original Aramaic. We find it, too, in the Orthodox tradition of the Jesus Prayer, the prayer that Jesus himself commended, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." The prayer of Jesus himself, as recorded in the Gospel, leads to the same conclusions. "Lord, teach us to pray," his disciples asked him. His teaching was simplicity itself. "When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, but go into a room by yourself, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is there in the secret place. Do not go babbling on like the heathen, who imagine that the more they say, the more likely they are to be heard. Your Father knows what your needs are before you ask them." In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is described as praying over and over again in the same words. And whenever he addresses the Father for the sake of the crowd, the word Abba is always on his lips, the same word which St. Paul describes the Spirit of Jesus eternally crying in our hearts. Time and again, the practical advice of masters of prayer is summed up in the simple injunction, "Say your mantra." "Use this little word," the cloud of unknowing advises, "and pray not in many words, but in a little word of one syllable. Fix this word fast to your heart, so that it is always there, come what may. With this word, you will suppress all thoughts." Abbot Chapman, in his famous letter of Michaelmas 1920 from Downside, describes the simple, faithful use of a mantra which he had discovered more from his own courageous perseverance in prayer than from teachers. He had rediscovered a simple, enduring tradition of prayer that entered the West through monasticism and first entered Western monasticism through John Cassian in the late 4th century. And Cassian himself received it from the holy men of the desert, who placed its origin back beyond living memory, back to apostolic times. The venerable tradition of the mantra in Christian prayer is above all attributable to its utter simplicity. It answers all the requirements of the Master's advice on how to pray, because it leads us to a harmonious, attentive stillness of mind, body, and spirit. It requires no special talent or gift, apart from serious intent and the courage to persevere. "No one," Cassian said, "is kept away from purity of heart by not being able to read, nor is rustic simplicity any obstacle to it, for it lies close at hand for all. If only they will, by constant repetition of this phrase, keep the mind and heart attentive to God." And our mantra is the ancient Aramaic prayer, "Maranatha, Maranatha, come Lord, come Lord Jesus."